Coral can be thought to be the flowers of the sea due to their vibrant colours and different types. But like their counterparts on land, they too give off a specific scent. It can be strange to think that coral smell can now become a key indicator in defining the status of reef health and help document the effects of extreme climate change, such as the all too familiar heat waves in Australia. Today, we are chatting about emphasising the importance of identifying the gas emissions of coral reefs to distinguish the stressed coral from healthy ones within our country's infamous tropical reefs. So to do that, we are now joined by Dr. Caitlin Lawson, who focuses on these findings in the recent Global Change Biology Journal, to find out more about the current status of our beautiful Great Barrier Reef and the organisms that live within it. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I was actually surprised to hear that coral smells, like they have a scent, not smells as in smells badly.
Yeah, but I know it's not something people normally think about.
What is the scent like, if you could describe it?
Oh, I mean, it depends, but I would liken it, if any of us being in Sydney Spiders have gone for a walk along the beach at low tide, you often get a rather distinctive smell coming off from seaweed. And so it's a similar kind of thing that you'll get on the beach, particularly if you go for a walk around low tide when some of the corals start to get exposed. And it can be quite pungent, really. It's not the most pleasant smell.
Brings a bit of a tear to the eye.
can do.
So this identifying how it smells, does that work with identifying heat stress?
Yeah, so I did this experiment where I went up to Heron Island and I had a couple of different species of corals and I started to stress them out, bringing them up to a temperature where we know they start to bleach. And during that experiment, I was able to see that there was actually a significant change in the number of compounds that were released. And so we found that heat stress actually decreased the overall amount of these compounds that are getting released into the system, and it's those that make up these smells that we can detect. We just unfortunately can't detect all of the individual gases that make it up, but that's where some fancy analytical chemistry equipment comes into play.
Wow, that's so interesting that they give off like such a strong smell when they're stressed out. In your current research, what have you found to be the main effect of heat stress on coral health?
Well, I mean, I think we're still learning so much, but pretty much as we see on the Great Barrier Reef, when the corals get too hot, and there can be a multiple different factors that can influence it here, but when the corals stress out and get too hot, they will start to bleach, and that's that expulsion of their endosymbiotic algae that lives inside. So you're actually then seeing through the tissue of the coral animal and looking at their skeleton. That's what coral bleaching is. That's that typical bleached look. So that's this work was really just to kind of add to this story that there's so much that goes on when they bleach that we still don't understand. We're still learning about all of the things that we're losing when we lose these corals.
Well, so somber, but it's such important work. How can the new focus on reef gases, or like the smell of reef, aid in distinguishing between healthy and stressed coral? Like, I'm thinking of this as a bit of a health checkup by giving it a good old sniff test.
Yeah, look, that's something I think definitely down the line. My work here was very exploratory in nature. We're just kind of starting. There's definitely been some great research in this area, but it's been much more targeted to like one or two different sulfur compounds. So my work here was to then explore this wide range of all of the other compounds that are getting emitted. And I think, so this is kind of giving us a direction to move in. So we can now start to look further in to this wide range of compounds that are getting released and really pick out a few key compounds that are really informative. And then it's my hope that down the line, we'll have monitoring tools where we can go out on the reef and, you know, like a little handheld device walk around that will detect these compounds we tell it to look for. And then we can, you know, just to aid in the monitoring of our coral reefs and to give us an understanding of what's going on, particularly because a lot of these gases, once they're released, they can end up impacting like the local climate and also various trophic interactions in the reef. It's a really complex system.
Oh, right. So that actually affects the environment they're surrounded by.
Yeah, it's not only the corals. A lot of these gases we know from work, for example, in terrestrial systems and forests, we know that when they're released, they can end up signaling between different organisms. And sometimes when they're released into the atmosphere, they can end up increasing the amount of local cloud cover, or they can interact with greenhouse gases. And so there's so much we don't know about then this diverse range of compounds in coral reefs. It's a wide open area. I think there's so much to explore here.
Wow, that's so interesting. We're definitely going to get you to come back on to give us an update later. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining us and telling us about it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.